It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. For some classical music fans, playing popular pieces equals pandering to the lowest common denominator. Yet young Chinese-born pianist Long Long doesn't think so. "I totally disagree," Long said in an interview with the LA Times last week. "A lot of what you call the great repertoire is popular, but that doesn't mean it's not a great work. I mean, come on. Rachmaninoff 3 is great. There shouldn't be, if this work is so popular, then don't do it. In the art world, it is only what you feel right to perform." When asked point blank if commercial success and artistic integrity are mutually exclusive, Long Long replied, "I'm not saying that if you're not commercially successful, it's because you aren't good enough. But you can't say that because others are commercially successful, you're better because you're a real artist. The only way you can talk about this is because of one word, jealousy. I'm pretty positive about it." Well, when he plays with the Los Angeles Philharmonic this week at Walt Disney Hall, it will be one of the chest-nuttiest pieces in all of classical music, Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Grammy Award-winning cellist Janosch Starker has died after months of declining health. He was 88 years old. Elaine Barker, a spokesman for the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University, said Starker died Sunday at his Bloomington home in the presence of family members, one of whom confirmed the death. Starker won a 1997 Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Solo Performance for a recording of Bach cello suites. Starker made his professional debut at 14. He immigrated to the U.S. in 1948 and played for the Dallas Symphony, the Met Opera Orchestra, and the Chicago Symphony before joining Indiana University in 1958. He was born to Jewish parents in Budapest in 1924 and spent 3 months in Nazi concentration camps. Survivors include his wife, Ray, and two daughters. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. We also broadcast on translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbaq.org.